Good morning to you all. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship, we've been reading through John chapter 21, the last chapter of the book, and the Lord's interaction with His disciples following the resurrection, speaking to them at Galilee. And we walked through last week of the tremendous amount of fish that were caught after the Lord encouraged them to cast their nets on the other side of the ship. And the actual number is given concerning how many? 153. That's not a random number. That's actually how many there were. And the Lord provided that. And then we find before He speaks to Peter, Peter, the one who had denied Him just days before, before He does that, He says, "Come and dine." Notice this in verse 12, "Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask Him, Who art thou? Knowing that He was the Lord." Come and dine. He'd already fixed supper. Have you ever been in a situation where you were wore out and you got to the house and you're thinking the whole while you're getting there, "I've got to fix supper when I get home." And then when you get there, everything's prepared. Your son or your daughter or somebody brought food over and everything was just there, ready to go. Isn't that an encouragement? Isn't that a blessing? You didn't have to cook that night. It was all taken care of. Well, the disciples, after toiling most of the night, came ashore and they had their breakfast ready. God had provided it for them. Come and dine. One of the things Mrs. Threet said when she walked into the foyer, "Boy, smell the bread. Smell the bread." And I think she smelled all the other sweets that were in there too. And when you open that door, it comes wafting into the foyer. And you're walking up, getting out of a boat, walking up on shore, and you smell fish cooking. I mean, it's the most wonderful smell in the world, is it not? Especially if you love seafood, like I do. Come and what's that next word? Dine. Partake of what I am providing to you. You and I have a responsibility. I can sit there and I say, "Oh, this smells so good. Todd, why don't you eat? I'm just going to sit here and smell the fish." I did that at Fish Fry's in the past. When we were kids growing up here, we'd have fish fry every year in the spring. And the hush puppy smell and the mullet frying, I can still smell it. If I think about it, I can smell it just wafting over the whole ballpark, playground. People would be carrying their plates with fish and silver like that out, and you could just smell it everywhere. But you can't eat smell. You can enjoy it for a little bit, but does it take away your hunger? No, I've got to eat. Come and dine. The Lord wants us to partake. He is the bread of life. He is the water of life. And if we're not partaking of Him, you're missing out. To say, "Well, I smell it. It smells so great." That's not, you know, taste it. The Bible says, you know, taste and see that the Lord is good. But then when you taste, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to dine. May the Lord encourage us as believers in this brand new week. Spend time dining with the Lord. He's already prepared the feast. It's our job to get in there and dine. Get to the table and eat. That's the blessing for the child of God, and it was for Peter.